We'll turn back to the book of 1 John. Go back to 1 John and chapter 4 this evening. 1 John chapter 4. Before we read, we'll bow to the Lord in prayer. Just ask you to bow with me. Dear Lord, we come to you again today. We're just so thankful, Lord, first of all, for what you did by sending your Son to Calvary, Lord, that we could have salvation. Amen. Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for the opportunity that we could meet in your house, Lord, that we have that privilege, that we could be with your people. Lord, I just pray that you would help us to love you more and grow and to serve you more, Lord. I just pray that we could be better Christians, Lord, each and every day. I pray that you would take this message, Lord, that's on my heart. I pray you'd use it and help it. I pray it'd be a blessing to us, Lord. I pray you'd cleanse it of any mistakes on my behalf. Lord, I just pray that you would reach down and bless each request of prayer, Lord, the way that you see fit. You know, those that are sick, those that are suffering, those that have lost loved ones, Lord. But most of all, there'd be one here that's lost. Lord, I pray that this will be the day that they turn and trust in Jesus as Savior, Lord, before it be too late. I pray that you would just go with us through the day and through this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 1 John in chapter 4. We'll read one verse here and then we're going to turn over to another passage of Scripture. Chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." I want to make a few statements before we turn to another scripture. You know, once we are saved, once we become a child of God, once we have accepted him into our hearts, we have the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us.
Come on.
We have the Lord, and we know that God is... we believe in the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and that in some form He lives inside of us, that being the Holy Ghost. But you know, so many think that we have no chance against Satan and his forces, and I talked this morning about how Satan has such a hold on some of us, such a grip on some of us. And many think, you know, we stand no chance against Satan and his forces, and you know, there's just no use. You know, this is what my family's done. This is what I was born into. This is what I'm doomed to do. And that's just how it is. There's no reason to even try. There's no way out of things. But you know, we're told differently. First of all, we have opportunity. I preached a couple messages ago that we're all whosoever's. That we can all have the same opportunity to believe in Jesus Christ. We're all presented with the same opportunity of salvation. But when we are saved, we have the Holy Ghost that lives inside of us. He is invited into our hearts, and He dwells in us. Therefore, we have what's called Holy Ghost conviction, guidance, direction. We don't have to live a certain way, Brother Jack. We don't have to live like we see others living. We are provided with a better way. We are given the direction. We can be guided by the Holy Ghost if we listen, if we look to Him as saved individuals. And, you know, this means that not only do we know better as Christians, once we're Christians, we've been saved. You know, we're a child of God. We're followers of Jesus. You know, many of us say, you know, we know better to do certain things. You think about mom and daddy who told us when we were little, you know better to do that. You know, what are you doing that? I told you not to. You know better. As Christians, there's some things we simply just know better than to do. But it goes further than that. Not only do we know better than to do certain things, but we are led to do the opposite. We are led to do the opposite on so many decisions we make, so many situations we encounter. The Holy Ghost will be leading our heart one way, and how many times do we just step in the other direction as stubborn human beings? We follow the flesh, not the Spirit. We don't follow that Holy Ghost that is convicting us, that is tugging on our hearts, that's telling us what we need to do.
Come on, preacher.
We do what we want to do many times. But you know, the burden on my heart that I want to present here for just a few minutes is that I want us to see that we as Christians, we have the Holy Ghost that lives in us and guides us. We have a better way. We do have that being that lives inside of us, that part of the Godhead, which is the Holy Ghost, that tells us, that guides us, that directs us in the right direction. And I want to point out a certain area in our lives specifically for just a minute this evening that He can certainly guide us through. And this is just a random point that God has put on my heart. But a certain point that He can guide us through, that is our tongue. This mouth that we use, that gets us in a lot of trouble, don't it? What we say, how we act out, that gets us in a lot of trouble a lot of times, don't it? Turn over to Acts chapter 23. Acts chapter 23, this is where we're going to kind of focus on here this evening. Acts 23 and verse 1 says, "And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall. For sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? And they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest? Then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people." We see that Paul was told to be smitten in the mouth. And you think about how angered he was. And you could just imagine how angry that would make you. How that would get to you in a way that you would just want to get right back at them. Somebody walk up and smite me in the face. You know, I would probably turn around and say, you know, and this, Lord, forgive me for it. And this is the human flesh that I deal with. But the Branson O'Neill that I know, for the most part, somebody walk up and hit me in the face, I would turn around and hit them in the face. And I could just see, you know, as Paul got hit in the face, he turned around and said, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall. He called him a hypocrite. He said, God's going to smite thee. Let me tell you something. And no doubt that, you know, that'd be something to be angry about. But when he found out that the man was the high priest, they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest? He said, "How you going to talk to the high priest that way? What's wrong with you? You ought to know better. You going to talk to the high priest?" And he said, you know, I apologize. He said, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest. He said, I didn't know. And as soon as Paul realized what he had done, he humbled himself. And he stepped down. He backed down. He said, I didn't know. He humbled himself. You know, there's no shame in backing down. There's no shame in closing your mouth. There's no shame in putting yourself in the place where you need to be because you know better. And because that's where the Holy Ghost is leading you to do. Many times, the Holy Ghost will tell us what is right and what is wrong. And we ought to listen to that. Because there's some things, I know that there's some things to stand for, don't get me wrong this evening. I know that there's some things that I believe Brother Bill Gilmore mentioned this in the message. We went over and listened to it up Grove this morning. He read out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I believe, and how there's a time and a season for everything. There is a time to stand. There's a time to speak. There's a time to be silent. There is a time to just be quiet. And I know that there's some things we need to stand for, but there's also some things that we need to stand down for. We need to back off of. There's some things that we can be a hindrance in if we don't stand down. And if we act off of emotion, off of pride, and we let that tongue take over, that selfishness take over instead, we could do some damage, can't we? There's always those seeking to get the best of us. And, you know, those enemies, they can be anyone. They can be in any form. This man, he was the high priest, and he had Paul smitten in the face. You know, I'm sure that surprised Paul once he found out, you know, why did he even hit me or have me smitten? Those, our enemies can be anyone. But you know, our true enemy is the devil. And I talked about this morning how he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Our true enemy can be in the form of anyone. Even those who we may call brothers, those that we may call sisters, those that we come into contact with daily, those that we count on. Anybody can smite us in the face. But, you know, as Paul did, I believe Paul had respect for the fact that this man was a priest of God. It was law for him to respect this man. God chose this man. And so Paul stood down. Many times we ought to stand down. That was the Holy Ghost guiding Paul there. Paul was led of the Holy Ghost. And many times the Holy Ghost is leading us, and I'm trying to make a connection here with this. I want us to see that as oftentimes as maybe those that we love and those that say they love us may hurt us, we want to turn around and hurt them back many times. We want to turn around and say, let me tell you something. Let me handle this. But that's not what the Lord wants. And we as saved individuals, we as Christians, we have that Holy Ghost that guides us. Let Him guide you. Let Him lead you. Because we can cause far more damage than good. Turn over to 1 Samuel chapter 24 with me. You know, I talked about last Sunday how our pride can destroy us, can lead to destruction. Us thinking that we can take on things, handle it ourselves, we don't want people to get the best of us many times, do we? Especially, I know I don't. I don't want somebody to get the best of me. I don't want them to get the last word in, the last lick in. But as Christians who have the Holy Ghost leading us, we can do better. We ought to know better. We ought to listen to the Holy Ghost leading us many times. It's not our place to get the last word in. I want us to look at 1 Samuel 24 here in verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass when Saul was returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes by the way, where was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet. And David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. Saul was such a thorn in the side of David. He was a pain. He was once perhaps, you know, a brother. They were of the same people. Saul was God's man originally. Saul was the man that God told Samuel to select and bring up as the first king of Israel. And, you know, he was such a thorn in the side of David. Talk about being smote in the face. David was, in a sense, smote in the face every day that he had to run from Saul. Saul, who was supposed to be his own brother, I believe, and David had to deal with this daily. What I want us to see is that David had the chance to make that necessary stand. He had the chance to do what he wanted. He could have taken care of it right here. He could have finished it once and for all as Saul was, you know, kind of hunkered down and he snuck in. He could have taken care of it. But God had other plans. And the Holy Ghost was leading Saul. David. Saul was still God's anointed. And even when David just, you know, it says he took a piece of his garment, cut off Saul's skirt, that smote him. Because he knew better. That was the Holy Ghost smiting his heart. I want us to see that it's not always the right thing to do to make a stand. It's not always the right thing by God to defend ourselves because God defends us. And we know that Jesus, He hung on the cross. He was bruised. He was beaten. He was mocked. And He looked and He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He could have called those angels to come and rescue Him.
Yeah.
He had the power to take Himself off the cross. He could have showed them people once and for all. But He didn't. And I'm thankful that He didn't. We should use that as an example that we as Christians living in a world that is already just full of arguing and back and forth, just dog-eat-dog world, we need to look to that and see that we need to consider others. We need to consider the influence that's been given, that's being given by what we do. So what if we get smitten in the mouth? So what if we get our feelings hurt? We need to always be ready to listen to the Holy Ghost. Because, again, I know there's a time to stand. I know there's a time to fight. There's a time to go to war. There's a time for peace as well. It's not always what God wants to make a move. Sometimes we just need to be quiet. And it's up to us to listen to what the Holy Ghost is telling us. We need to be ready to remove the log off the fire. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20 says, "Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out." I love that verse of Scripture. Sometimes we just need to take the wood off the fire. We just need to step away. Stop talking. Stop trying to get back. Stop trying to get that other lick in. You might say, you know, I can't do it. I can't possibly let them get the last word in. I can't let them get the best of me. You don't know what they've done to my family. That you don't know how they've just terrorized me. You can. Sometimes we need to just step away, step down. We need to be willing to take on some persecution, don't we, as well? You know, you think about Paul. Paul listed all the things that he suffered in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. It would probably do some of us some good to go read that. I know it would me. Because a lot of times we get comfortable. We get used to having our way. We get used to our feelings not being hurt. We get used to living high on the hog. And it hurts us whenever we get persecuted a little. Some of us don't even want to suffer a little for Christ. Or even the sake of somebody's soul. somebody's lost soul, we need to always make sure that we are in check with the Holy Ghost, how He is guiding us and leading us, because we can let that tongue loose, can't we? We can let our temper take over, can't we? We can let even our pride, as I've mentioned many times before, we can let it take over. We know that, I believe that God was leading Paul again as we think about how that man of God smote him and he immediately acted. That was, I believe, his temper coming out. That was the man's side of Paul coming out, his flesh coming out. I tell you what, you're not going to treat me that way. But the difference between him and a lot of times how Branson O'Neill acts is when the Holy Ghost convicted his heart, when he realized what he had done, he immediately humbled himself. He corrected himself. The Holy Ghost was leading. I want us to see this evening, and I want to be able to tie this all together, that simply there's a lot of things in this world that, you know, people say, you know, you ought to believe this, you ought to stand for this. How can you allow this going on? How can you stand for that? You know, you're a Christian, you live in the South. How can you stand for all this going on? How can you be quiet? I'm not saying we don't need to go out and maybe, you know, make a stand for certain things. I believe we need to go vote. I believe we need to vote for the one that God puts on our heart and things like that. But there's so many things that people say, why aren't you, you know, protesting against that? Why aren't you making a stand against that? Sometimes it is not the will of God that we just go out there and make a fool of ourselves. Sometimes we just need to be quiet and let God lead. And I truly believe that. And that's why it's so important for us to listen to God, the Holy Ghost, that is living inside of us as saved Christians. Do I do a good job of that? Not really. Do I let the flesh take over a lot of times? Absolutely. Do I let my temper take over a lot of times whenever somebody gets the best of me? I do. Y'all pray for me that I could be more ready to listen to how the Holy Ghost is guiding and leading. Because there's lost souls that are always watching us. And there's God's work that needs to be done. So we need to look to how He is leading us. This will be the message this evening. We'll have a verse of a song.